And now it's time for some live disco action. The Posh Radio 4 lady is here. You love the Chippendales.
It was a very pleasing interlude.
It was.
You don't get that on Radio 4.
Certainly yeah. don't.
You don't, do you?
Not mostly not.
No.
Does John Humphreys never sit there in just a bow tie and his jeans?
Well, that's James Naughty.
Right, good. Right, if we could have some Dear Scots, please. These are live. You can send in yours now and we can get the PR4L to do them. 81199. First one.
Dear Scott, any chance of a photo of Becky's entrance? Love you, Ash.
It's online now, isn't it?
Yeah. That
just
photo is
the
there.
Mills, the musical blog.
Yeah. Becky's entrance from the musical last night is online now.
I've got a big Kylie Minogue outfit on.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise how little you can actually see of my face, so I could tonight pretend to be actual Kylie and no one will be able to tell the difference.
Well, with the accent, like I said, we could have put it on the programme and no one would have known.
Can you give us a clue as to what else goes into the Kylie Minogue outfit? Or not?
I can tell you if you want. You can check out the pictures.
Right, we spent a good 10 minutes in H&M choosing this.
It's worth about £9 and it's some white leggings.
Why are you
and
wiggling around
top.
While she's telling me this?
That's like my Kylie move.
Oh, right.
That's the move I
leggings.
Have to do to get into the leggings.
Right.
Which is like shift from side to side. Yeah, white leggings, very flattering. And a big white flouncy top.
Yeah,
okay.
Photos
and a big
online,
white yeah. hood.
Yeah.
So it's like the Kungi out of my head, white dress
yeah.
thing.
Same.
Next, please.
Hello, Posh. When are you actually on Radio 4, or is it a figment of our imagination? P.S. Becky is nicer than Kylie. From Jerry X.
Oh, that's sweet. You're only saying that because it's her birthday, but that is a very nice thing to say.
Can I just say that Jerry has been quite familiar calling me Posh?
Right, OK, what would you prefer from the listeners?
From the listeners, I think Posh Radio 4 Lady, the full title.
No abbreviation?
I think not.
OK, good. Well, at least you put it out there, it's fine.
But thanks for your message, Jerry.
Next, please.
I do appear on Radio 4
from
just
read the next
time.
One.
Sorry.
Is that a plug?
When are you next, Tom?
Dear Scott, in EastEnders last night, Bianca told Ricky she needed a poo. I had to rewind it as I couldn't believe she'd said it. Gemma.
Right. Oh, I wish we'd watched that.
Oh, yeah, it is a bit kind of weird, isn't it? But then Jack Whitehall was in earlier and he was saying that a lady at one of his performances when he was in Edinburgh actually said, well, she left, didn't she, halfway through? And then came and found him afterwards and were like, don't worry, it wasn't that you were rubbish, I just needed a really long poo. And it was 20 minutes she was in there. So it's fine. It seems to be just what people say. Is that it?
I have one more.
Okay.
Oi, Millies. What building you in at the Pleasance? Me and my mate are in the courtyard. You have to shout out the window at everyone. We shall shout back. Laughing smiley. Love, A.
Okay. Does it say Millies?
Millies with a Y.
Right.
Well, Millies.
Not a fan of people putting Y on the end of a name. But what should we shout?
He says love, A. A and his mate.
Okay, so if I shout A and his mate out the window of the Pleasance courtyard, yeah, but what will they shout? That's my worry.
Millies.
Millies, yeah.
A and his mate!
Yay!
That was worth it for the really strange
looks. That was a girl.
Could be Alison.
His mate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, they're all down there. They're taking a picture now.
Oh,
and stuff.
Hi.
Hello.
There's some random girl going, Scott Mills, the musical, to herself. And that was Dear Scott. Anything else? 81199.
bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now, live, it's the Posh Radio 4 lady reading out some more of your texts that you've been sending in this afternoon on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, does Posh Radio 4 lady like tractors? I do. Tom, in Yorkshire.
Right, you've got to answer that yourself, obviously.
Oh, yes, Tom, hello. He did at least call me by my full name, so I like him. I'm not sure that I've seen a tractor. What is that exactly?
I thought posh people like you would have them.
Probably I do somewhere.
on the estate.
It doesn't work on the land.
Yes, I do like tractors, Tom, in Yorkshire. Thank you for asking.
Next.
Dear Scott, just watched part one of your musical. It was amazing. Loving Becky, who was clearly drunk. Luke in Newcastle.
Now, I'm really pleased with this because my character in the stage is meant to be drunk, but yeah. I personally wasn't drunk, so therefore he's basically saying that I'm brilliant. really good actress.
I can confirm that Becky was not drinking during the performance.
All I'd have is a couple of bits of that rescue remedy stuff that you gave me.
Yeah, which does have alcohol in it, I think, but only a small amount.
That was all you had?
Yeah, it's supposed to...
No, it's my acting, Mark!
It's supposed to comfort and reassure in times of need. And we were in a time of need.
Yeah, I can do drunk Kylie whenever you like.
Yeah, do it now.
I've just been told you had four bottles of that rescue remedy.
What? No, really. Are you not?
Apparently you're supposed to have four drops, which I don't find is enough.
Not four bottles.
Really not.
Go on, do drunk Kylie now, just to prove you weren't actually drunk on stage.
G'day, Scotty. What would you like me to say?
Well, maybe the lines from the musical.
Oh, Stroth, sorry, I've got to go and get a tinny. I'm on stage soon. Bonza.
Yeah, you see?
Easy mistake to make.
Yeah, unless you've been drinking wine at work. But no, you haven't. She's just an amazing actress. Part one of the musical is now at Radio 1 Online. Next.
Hi, Scott. We went on holiday in France recently and wanted to go swimming. They wouldn't let us in unless we wore Speedos. We told them we had shorts, but they said no. We all had to have trunks. Very odd. Rich.
We were talking about our hotel here in Edinburgh, which has a rota, and you're only allowed to swim in the swimming pool if you make an appointment. Now, sorry, we can't fit you in until next Thursday at 3:30. And that's the same woman that uploaded the video of our...
I've no idea what that accent was.
Of our musical. She's been very busy on reception.
Is true in France.
Yeah,
in
they
public
do
baths,
like a speedo.
You can't wear shorts, you can only wear speedos.
Minging.
What, another even reason? The girls?
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
In France, for health reasons, I don't know what it is, you have to wear the tightest swimwear that you can possibly... I've been there.
Right.
It's a horrible image for everybody.
Girls can wear bikinis. They don't have to wear speedos.
No, you have to wear speedos
as well. Same.
I don't think that's true.
It's brought it back to me now that I was on holiday in northern France. What's the point of that? About 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We've had this before. Mm-hmm. What is the point
with
in
your
northern
dad?
France?
Mm? With your dad?
With my dad, yeah.
I met your dad last night. I like him a lot.
Yeah, so does a lot of the people who work at Radio 1. Girls.
Even posh Radio 4 lady.
What are you saying about my dad, posh Radio 4 lady?
She's imagining him in speedos.
He has to wear them because he's got a house in France.
He does.
A house in France, you say?
Well, so another of the girls that works in the press office, I'm not going to name her, was like, I've got to say, Bab, your dad's a bit of all right. I just felt really
just
uncomfortable.
Just for legal reasons,
with.
Could I say her voice is slightly higher than that in real life?
It's quite hot, Bab. You would have to, wouldn't you?
Right. You didn't say that.
No, I made that. Anyway, I remember being in a swimming bath with my dad about 2 years ago, and he had to wear a hairnet thing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
so good they're all about the hygiene in France. Next.
Chappers.
Yeah?
Why don't you accidentally book your flights back for about 4:30 p.m? Apparently it's easy to do.
Oh, that's very good, yeah. After you cocked up the booking of the train times.
Yeah.
Good idea. I'll do that for tomorrow.
No, he really wants to be here, you can tell. He's looking forward to seeing himself in the musical tonight.
Next. From Lee in Warrington.
Oh, thank you.
Got any more?
Hi, Scott and team. I'm Rob's PA. We caught the show the other day and loved the What's Occurring feature. Wondered if you and the guys fancied coming to a show and hanging out, as you're such men of rock. Best regards, Alan. Machine Head Productions.
Remember we did a special rock, Oh What's Occurring, the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, with your friends.
Said he was your favourite.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we have got a chance.
You can't quite remember, can you?
We have got a chance now to hang out with, what's his name? Ross.
Rob
from Machine Head. How good is that?
Away you go. The invite's for you, really.
Hi, Scott and team.
Yeah, but thanks.
Maybe you could go swimming.
I don't like it when you're live.
Maybe you could go swimming in northern France with him.
Yeah, in a hairnet. Thanks, Rob. I will get back to you with dates and times. Anything else you want to know? We're doing live disco all week with the PR4L. Are you here tomorrow?
Yes.
Good. So send me a text, 81199. This is Mika.